What are you barking at? What do you see?
KABS, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth, your station with the Nightbreed Show. I am your host, the Ghost Getter. Up this hour, it's 80s at 8 on KABS. First, it's the Smithereens.
And if they think it's really strange for a girl like Never grow old, Michael, and never die. But you must feed.
Yeah.
Yes.
KBS, we're doing the 80s at 8 on the Nightbreed Show. That was Van Halen and Feel So Good, and before that we had the Smithereens and A Girl Like You. And yes, word came out today that Van Halen is coming to Dallas with Diamond David Lee Roth on January 28th. Tickets go on sale Saturday for that. I do not have a time yet, but they do go on sale Saturday. That is January 28th. Van Halen is coming to town for that. Coming up, we have some Def Leppard, so keep it right here on KABS and the Nightbreed Show.
Diabetes was the sixth leading cause of death in 2000, and it is rapidly rising. Do you or a loved one have diabetes? If so, you need to check your blood sugar every day. Also, maintain a strict diet. If you're not sure if you have diabetes, check with your doctor and get tested today, because the life you save could be your own.
When was the last time you read a book? How about a magazine? Or even a street sign? Most people take these simple things for granted. Everyone learns to read as a child. And for most of us, it's just an everyday part of our lives. Or so you would think. There is a portion of our society who are not capable of reading something as simple as a street sign. Millions of adults can't even read well enough to fill out a job application. Why am I telling you this? Because the National Institute for Literacy is looking for people to help adults who, for one reason or another, have not learned to read. Go to America's Literacy Directory to find out how to help, or call 1-800-228-8813.
It's 80s at 8.
I can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.
With your host, the Ghost Getter, on KABS.
Thank you.
KABS, I'm Mike Mode reporting. Rock and roll legend and lead singer of the band Quiet Riot, Kevin DeBrow, was found dead in his Las Vegas home on Sunday morning. The cause of his death is not known. Neighbors called Las Vegas police when DeBrow wasn't responding. Police say there was no sign of forced entry nor any suspicious circumstance. DeBrow was made famous for bringing in the 80s heavy metal scene with Metal Health and Come On, Feel the Noise. Kevin DeBrow was 52. A rare box of documents containing court files from the 1919 scandal containing the 8 White Sox players who were acquitted of throwing the World Series is going up for auction. The documents may shed some light on what really happened, as well as give detailed information of the trial. It is not known what the asking price will be. All the players were permanently banned from baseball, including Shoeless Joe Jackson in 1921. Litchfield, Nebraska just had an interesting birth, a cow with 6 legs. University of Lincoln, Nebraska veterinarians states the twins might have melded during development. The calf also was claimed to have organs of both sexes as well. Calf owner Brian Slocum states he's a real freak. The calf is quite mobile, even though it has an extra leg in the front and in the back. Slocum also said that he's surprised he lived this long at all. Most cows in this situation don't survive well, and that he is curious to see what happens to this one next. Interested in eBay? Well, there are thousands of different interesting items you can buy, but one man in Brazil will be in trouble for trying to auction off his wife. Before it went anywhere, government authorities had it removed and now are planning on charging the man. Brazilian law does not allow the sale of bones, organs, tissue, or bodies. When asked why he would do such a thing, the man, whose identity would not be allowed, stated, "Well, I really needed the money." Charges have not been set yet. In sports, Alex Rodriguez is a made man. Yankees agreed yesterday to help extend his contract to a $305 million deal over the next 10 years. This will be based on his home run records and could give him $6 million for each one. Rodriguez has 518 home runs in his career, which will put him 17th on the all-time list. And the Dallas Stars come away with their 6th win in a row last night in overtime, beating the New York Islanders 3-2. Stars Mike Modano scored with just a few seconds into the overtime period. Stars face the Devils on Wednesday night at 6:30. And the Dallas Mavericks lose their 3rd straight game to the Wizards last night, 110-98. And here's your national weather. Looks like most of you in the east are getting most of the cold front right now, but better days are expected as a warm front from the west is moving in, making it highs in the 60s for the rest of the week. Chances of rain in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are 0%. I'm Mike Moog with your latest KABS World News.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. 'Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. Everything's alright. When I see you smile, I can face the world. Oh, you know I can do anything. When I see you smile,
ever do what the touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew. Hey, and when the rain is falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby. It's all I'll ever need. It's all I'll ever need. When I see you smile, I can face the world. Oh, you know I can do anything. When I see you smile, I see a ray of light. Oh, I see it shining right through the rain. When I see you smile.
Guten Tag, lieben Klausen Globen.
Do you tell lies?
You know, it took me like 5 years to figure out what he said in the end. I literally had to go wait till the internet came around before I figured it out. Actually, it took me longer, but I did figure it out after a while. KABS, that was Love Bites from the Hysteria album and Def Leppard, 1987. On your home of rock and the Nightbreed Show, KABS. And before that, we had Bad English, See You Smile, and Run to You, Bryan Adams. And Since You're Gone, The Cars. Coming up, we have The Police, so keep it right here at 80s at 8 on your Nightbreed Show with your host, The Ghost Getter, and KABS.
Sometimes it seems like your son has an excuse for everything.
Well, I didn't do my homework because I had to mow the lawn, and I didn't mow the lawn because I had homework to do.
But if he's within 30 days of turning 18, he has no excuse for not registering with Selective Service. Registering is the law, and it'll also keep him eligible for federal job training, most federal jobs, and student loans. He can register by returning the form he gets in the mail, by going down to the post office, or with his high school registrar. He can even register on the internet at sss.gov. With four easy ways to register with Selective Service, he has no excuse not to.
Mom, Dad, about the china cabinet.
As for the other excuses, well, you're on your own. Remind your son to register with Selective Service when he turns 18. It's what a man's gotta do.
We're doing 80s at 8 on KABS, and here's Huey Lewis in the news and Heart and Soul.
Yeah.
flashback to the 80s with everyone's favorite, the Ghost Getter.
Demons to some, angels to others.
Well, maybe not everyone. KABS.
KABS, The Nightbreed Show, with Synchronicity 2 and The Police on your official station for 34 years, home of rock and station that plays the 80s, KABS. And as you know, this Synchronicity tour in 1983 pretty much sold out everywhere. It did for the town I was living in at the time. They came twice and it sold out twice. But that is only because the radio station locally at the time bought out all the tickets. And the only way you could get any of the tickets to go to the concert is if you could win them. So that kind of messed up everything. But the police, you know, they got back together with Sting and they came to Dallas already. And they're still touring the country. I believe they're in Europe right now. But who knows if they come out with a new album. We'll find out. But anyway, keep it here. I'll have the news coming up for you pretty soon on KABS and the Nightbreed Show doing the 80s at 8.
KABS exclusive.
Are you chosen? Let's go and tell them about that American Broadcasting School you did.
Hold up, what's the deal? Heard you need a new skill. Hey. Looking for a school that might help pay your bills. Radio DJ, heard they call it ABS. With top-notch teaching, yeah, you're learning from the best. Instructors off the chain, FCC up on the brain. With ABS knowledge, yeah, you have much to gain. And have financial aid for those who in need. It helps pay tuition all at once a monthly. You got your lily lollies to your knowledge surveys. ABS got free tools, 8 to 10 every day. The ABS equipment is something that you're missing. And did you lose a breeze, all you gotta do is listen. You have your high energy to come to ABS. It's the number one spot for radio or something fresh. Go to radio, school.com. Education guaranteed at ABS is a bomb, hey.
American Broadcasting School.
The kind of lover that the ladies dream about.
'80s dude, like totally with the Ghost Getter.
What are you people? On dope?
Like awesome KABS, where we never inhale, but we do eat like zombies. The Nightbreed Show.
If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart, but just a blow from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray?
Hey, AB. KABS News Time, 8:54. I'm Mike Moog reporting. Rock and roll legend and lead singer of the band Quiet Riot, Kevin DeBrow, was found dead in his Las Vegas home on Sunday morning. The cause of his death is not known. Neighbors called the Las Vegas police when DeBrow wasn't responding. Police say there was no sign of forced entry nor any suspicious circumstance. DeBrow was made famous for bringing in the 80s heavy metal scene with the song Metal Health and Come On Feel the Noise. Kevin DeBrow was 52. A rare box of documents containing court files from the 1919 scandal containing the 8 White Sox players who were acquitted for throwing the World Series is going up for auction. The documents may shed some light on what really happened, as well as give detailed information of the trial. It is not known what the asking price will be. All the players were permanently banned from baseball, including Shoeless Joe Jackson in 1921. Litchfield, Nebraska just had an interesting birth, a cow with 6 legs. University of Lincoln, Nebraska veterinarian states that twins might have melded during development. The calf also claimed to have organs from both sexes as well. Calf owner Brian Slocum states he's a real freak. The cow is quite mobile, even though it has on extra leg in the front and in the back. Slocum also said that he's surprised he lived this long at all. Most cows in the situation don't survive well, and that he's curious to see what happens to this one next. Interested in eBay, where there are thousands of different interesting weird items you can buy, but one man in Brazil will be in trouble for trying to auction off his wife before it went anywhere. Government authorities had it removed and now are planning on charging the man. Brazilian law does not allow the sale of bones, organs, tissue, or bodies. When asked why he would do such a thing, the man, whose identity would not be allowed, stated, "Well, I really needed the money." Charges have not been set yet. In sports, Alex Rodriguez is a made man. The Yankees agreed yesterday to help extend his contract to $305 million over 10 years. This will be based on his home run records and could give him $6 million for each one. Rodriguez has 518 home runs in his career, which put him on the 17 on the all-time list. And the Dallas Stars come away with their 6th win in a row last night in overtime, beating the New York Islanders 3-2. Stars' Mike Modano scored in just a few seconds into the overtime period. Stars face the Devils on Wednesday night at 6:30. And the Dallas Mavericks lose their 3rd straight game to the Wizards last night, 110-98. Here's your national weather. Looks like most of you in the east are getting most of the cold front right now, but better days are expected as a warm front from the west is moving in, making it in the highs in the 60s for the rest of the week. Chances of rain in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are 0%. And I'm Mike Moog with your latest KABS World News.
Electricity can be good. It gives us power for light bulbs, TVs, computers, certain golf carts, and small feminine Japanese cars. But every year, thousands of people are killed by that merciless sentence of death known as the Shocker. Do you remember the Emperor in Star Wars? Throughout the course of this George Lucas space saga, the Emperor administered the Shocker several times, but it wasn't to light a light bulb. It was to kill people, or at least hurt them very badly. Now, someone might say, but the Emperor was evil. I'm just trying to curl my hair while I'm taking a bath. I'm not trying to take over the universe or anything. Well, you would be right. The Emperor was evil. But in this case, so is the curling iron. See, if you have to plug anything into an electrical socket, you want to keep it away from water, not in it. Oh, and that reminds me, just because Yoda could turn the Shocker around on the Emperor, doesn't mean that you can.
KABS and the Nightbreed Show with your host, the GG Man, Ghost Getter, Big G, Big Ghost, Little Ghost, whatever you call it. Anyway, I'm about to get on out of here. But before I do, I just want to thank you for listening to my show, all two of you. One is probably my mother. But anyway, KABS, I'll be back on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock, probably. So until then, thank you for listening to me and the Nightbreed Show and your host, the Ghost Getter. Until then, I shall say to you...
where the music makes your feet happy.